All right, we are talking to Stephen Lee Olson this, Wednesday afternoon. You don't even know what day it is anymore these days with everything that's going on. It all kind of blends into one. So how are things going down there in Nashville, Mr. Olson?
Man, you know, I'm with you, dude. I don't know what day it is either. I just assume every day is a Friday, and I treat it as such. But, man, things have been going, you know, as good as they can, honestly, for me here in Nashville. It's I write every day, and that part of my life hasn't really changed at all. So it's been good to get some normalcy like that.
No, that's cool. Now, for those of you who aren't, or for those listeners who aren't overly familiar with the name Stephen Lee Olson, you're actually probably more recognizable by some of the songs you've written for other people, other than the stuff that you've done for yourself. Notably, one of my personal favorites, "Blue Ain't Your Color," that you did for Keith Urban. So I want to talk to you a bit about that as we go on, but what I want to focus on right now is you actually have a really hot song that you wrote that's yours. That's out right now. It's been out for a little over a month, I guess, now, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm pretty pumped about it too, man.
So the song's called Can't Not, and it's been tearing up the charts all over the place. It's been, I think, what did I hear? Something like 800,000 streams or something like that on streaming since it came out. So it's just been doing really, really well. What's that like? I mean, you've seen the success for songs that you've written. Is it different when it's a song that you go and record yourself?
Absolutely. Yeah, you know what? I mean, I think being blessed with kind of, I guess, some luck and some hard work on both sides of that, you know, the artist side and the writing side. Well, I'm extremely grateful for, you know, either one of those. But as an artist, it does have a special place in my heart. You know, that's where it all started for me, was, you know, just moving to Nashville because I wanted to be an artist. And I knew that the only way to do that was to learn how to write songs from the inside out. So it's kind of served me really well, and it's really shaped who I am as an artist. I've been able to kind of grow as I grow as a writer, which has been exciting. So I'm really happy that these songs are connecting, and I hope that they keep connecting, honestly.
Now,
grateful.
When you have a song like Blue Ain't Your Color, for example, that you've written and somebody else picks up and then records, as an artist that also releases their own material and you want to, you know, be able to stand on your own with that as well, do you ever get that? Oh, shucks, you know, I wish I could have released that song on my own. You know what, I guess you can call it the Sam Hunt effect, right? Because he kind of had that reaction with Cop Car, also for Keith Urban, where he was like, crap, I should have done that one myself. And there's a little bit of an issue there with that. But do you ever have those moments where it's like, oh, shoot, I really wish, you know, or would it have done as well if I had recorded it, you know, versus Keith Urban? Do you ever have moments like that?
I think I used to when I was a little bit younger, but now, honestly, I'm just, like, again, I feel grateful. There's such good problems to have, and because I write songs every day, I always know I'm going to write another one. And, you know, when I was a little bit younger, I was a little more precious with them. You know, Blue Ain't Your Color was actually on my record when I was signed to Columbia that it didn't get to come out. So that song was just sitting there, but it was probably going to be my next single, and the timing of it actually just worked out, where Keith was looking for songs, and he was the only person on the planet I would have given that song to.
Really?
Because when we were writing it, I remember saying, like, we just knew we had something special, and we all were like, man, Keith wishes he had something like this, and then funny enough, he ended up getting it. So it's, you know, it's a blessing, honestly, and it kind of helped the other side of the coin too. You know, my artistry really does benefit from me getting to give these songs away, because at my live shows, I play Blue Ain't Your Color, and you know, it's really fun to say Keith Urban's name. Be like, any Keith Urban fans out here? And they go nuts.
Yeah, of course.
It's like, I feel what it's like to be Keith for 2 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody would ever boo when you say, do you have any Keith Urban fans out there, you would escort them right out of the show.
It's never happened. Yeah, it's never happened. But you can see, I mean, not only does it provide me with a better show, variety-wise, but it also gives me credibility to some of the fans that didn't know I write my music and a lot of other people's music, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's cool. I mean, and of course, I mean, Kip Moore is one of the names that you've written for, you know, also a very well-known song. So, I mean, it's not like you're just writing songs that unknown artists are picking up, you know what I mean? So, it's you clearly have a knack for it, I would say, anyways. I mean, I've never written anything that's been picked up by anybody, so you've already got at least a couple on me.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Honestly, the truth is it's 16 years here in Nashville, and just, you know, knowing, you know, and being confident that I know how to write a song, I put the work in. I mean, if you know, for 16 years, if you were trying to be a basketball player, you'd be a pretty damn good basketball player.
You'd hope, anyways, yeah. I mean, if you're not, it might be time to start looking for something else.
10,000 hours, and there's no substitute for it. It's like anything in life. It's you know, I always say that. I'm like, you have to put the time in. There's no shortcuts. If you want to be great at something, I'm like, put the time in and be passionate about it. That's the secret ingredient, is passion, because that drives everything. You're going to spend the time. It's not going to feel like work. You're passionate about it. You're hungry.
Oh, 100%. I mean, like, I started Soundtrack 10 years ago, and it's been a labor of love since day one. And a lot of people are like, well, you know, where is it you want to be? I'm like, I don't know yet, because I'd set myself kind of a goal or a finish line or whatever you want, not a finish line, but kind of somewhere that I want to achieve. But then new things come on. I'm like, ooh, I want to incorporate that. So you never, ever really reach that line. You just keep pushing it further, you know, and that's what I've been doing, you know, and you just keep setting the bar higher, you know.
I couldn't agree more. I think you just described it perfectly. That's, you know, it's just pushing the bar a little bit. And that's, you know, we don't have to do that. You know, it's so funny, because I was never a great student, but if you put something like music in front of me, or songwriting or anything, I'm like, I can't not pay attention.
You can't not.
For my single. Yeah, I know, right? I wish I'd planned that.
Yeah.
But I did.
It's funny how things work out. So, of course, you are south of the border, and everybody from up here kind of looks down on you guys down there, and we're like, yeah, stay there. What's it like being in the middle of this hornet's nest right now? I mean, you know, it's no secret that things are going absolutely crazy down there. Is it a little bit terrifying, or are you guys just kind of in your own little bubble right now, and you know that you're safe from everything, and you're planning on staying there until this blows over?
I mean, the truth is, you know, is we've been taking every precaution on the planet. We've been like those, you know, if we could have bubbles and just go out into the world with bubbles around us, we would have done that. But we are so incredibly cautious, you know, and we always wear masks if we do anything. But we don't. We've kind of stayed in, and it's been actually kind of awesome, because we've got so much time to work on the new house we bought. Like, the studio, I got to put up, like, a feature wall all wood, and we got to do a lot of projects and stuff. But, you know, as far as being in the U.S., during all of this, you know, it's disheartening to see so many people not listening to facts and doctors and scientists and, you know, science itself. You know, it's frustrating. And, you know, and you're going to have those people in the world, no matter where you are. But just to see the numbers compared to even my, you know, where I'm from, Canada, it's to know that it's only 11 hours away and the numbers are that different. It's pretty crazy. It sucks, man. I'm not going to lie. It's not fun, but we've done everything possible to stay safe. And so far we have, and we'll continue to do that.
I mean, I think the one thing that's really starting to become more and more of a sad reality is, I mean, we've already lost 2020 from a live music perspective. And now it's looking more and more like you might as well kiss 2021 goodbye too, because, or at least not the festivals and stuff that we are used to seeing. Like, the artists that I think we're going to see, if we have any resurgence of a festival season in the next year or so, or concerts even in the next year or so, it's really going to benefit. I was talking to Jade Eagleson earlier today, And I mentioned it to him. I said, it's going to be really good for Canadian artists because they're not going to have to worry. Like, you're going to see festivals like stuff like Boots and Hearts, if they pop up next year, it could just be an all-Canadian lineup because the Americans can't come over the border, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think everybody's hungry for it, man. I'm like, God, I'm feeling it too. We had a lot of festivals and a lot of stuff planned this summer to support this music we just put out. And like everybody else, you know, we had to cancel all of it. But again, it's given me time to really work on the next project, and I'm basically done that. So
now you got to find another one.
Now it's, absolutely. Yeah, I'm like, I'm trying to just, you know, be as productive as I possibly can. And because I write every day, I literally have 4 albums of music that I could drop. And it's just, I the newest stuff is always my favorite. But the good stuff always does, you know, the cream does rise. And that, the ones that stand the test of time, like Can't Not, you know, after having it in your playlist for like 6 months. You know, if it keeps coming up on the top and you keep playing it, you're like, all right, maybe this one does have some meat to it. So I'm happy it's working.
No, for sure. And, you know, you bring up a really good point. It's a point that, I mean, I know for me personally and every artist I've talked to so far during this pandemic says the same thing. I mean, there's the really ugly negative side to this pandemic, but then there's also this really beautiful positive side of this pandemic. And it's really can be summed up in a single word, and that's family. You know, I mean, I know for you guys, especially when you're coming out with new music, you're on the road a crazy amount of time, and nobody's expecting that of you right now, you know, and from my perspective, I mean, we're just jumping from festival, almost like you guys, festival to festival to festival all summer long, and, you know, and when it's not out of town, it's sometimes, you know, you work during the day, and then you had a festival or a concert till late at night, and then you repeat the next day, you know, and it's kind of really nice to be able to get the 8 hours sleep and get up. I walk down to my office and or if it's nice, I go sit out on the patio. Yeah, I'm lucky enough to live out in the country. I couldn't imagine doing this living in a condo in the city.
That would be rough.
Yeah, I mean, I'm an hour south of Ottawa, right in the Thousand Islands. So it's really, from a pandemic perspective, if you go outside, you would never know that there was something different in the world. Because it didn't really impact here because it's such a pretty chill area as it is.
If you didn't already live in the country, this definitely made you want to.
100%.
It made you want some space, for sure.
100%. Now, the family side has really hit home with you because you've laid down some really serious roots during this pandemic with, of course, those who don't know, your significant other is none other than Shannon Ella. So why don't you tell us about what you guys were up to over the last couple months?
Man, it's been a whirlwind, honestly. You know, Shannon and I, we were first, I was going to ask her to marry me in Hawaii, 4 months ago. And then I got the ring early, and I just couldn't wait. I was just one of those things. So I just asked her here in the house that we just moved into and furnished and together, and she said yes. And then we decided that, hey, you know what? We're going to get married in Hawaii instead of getting engaged there. So we just kind of switched our brains. We had this Hawaii trip planned, and when that got canceled, we realized we just wanted to be married to each other, and we were just the two of us were going to get married anyways in Hawaii, and so we just did it in our backyard. We just put together our whole back patio, and it looked beautiful, and that was kind of all we needed. I just wanted to call her my wife, and her the same. So we got married, and so yeah, that's what you mean. My family is definitely growing. I grew by a wife.
No, and you know,
came with a little dog too.
Well, there you go. But I mean, and that's cool though. But it really shows that we don't need these extravagant things to find the happiness that we need, right? So, it's I think we're gonna come out of this with everything being a lot simpler, and a whole lot of new music, I figure, as well. Because everybody's saying this, oh, I'm writing like crazy, like more than ever, and I've got all this music ready to go.
I think the music, the music for sure, there's no question, is going to benefit from this. Because, you know, I know a lot of artists, like you said, like myself, you know, we're on the road so much. And you don't, you only get sometimes a few weeks to write that second record, you know, which it's a numbers game. If you write 20 songs, you're going to get 2 good ones. But if you write 100 songs, you're going to get 10 great ones, you know? So, I think that's kind of what we're going to see here in the next little while. And, I'm excited. I think everybody's about to step their game up.
So do you have anything, I know you've got tons of music, but do you have anything planned as far as a release coming up soon, or are you going to kind of hold off and ride Get Not or Can't Not for the next little while, and then maybe play out and see how things are going with this pandemic and then come up with something else, or are you planning to do something sooner?
I think regardless, I'm going to release some new music of how this kind of pans out. I think, you know, the only way right now that we can interact with our fans and kind of stay relevant, to be honest, is is to continue to, you know, release music. And I'm like, I think it definitely gave me something to look forward to as a kid when I knew my favorite artists were releasing music. So the more I can do it, the better. And right now, the music is done completely. So now we're just kind of figuring out, you know, the campaigns behind them and, you know, what kind of message we want to send behind this next project.
Perfect. Well, I want to thank you for taking out the time. I know, I mean, we have lots of it, but we've also learned that it's very, every second counts these days, right? So, I don't want to take too much more of your time. I do want to pass on a message to your bride. Because of course today was CCMA nomination day, and of course once again, she's got her name on the ballot. So send her my best wishes, and you know, we'll see how that all pans out. I guess in September when that happens. So I wish you guys, both the best. Stay healthy down there, and you know, hopefully we start seeing some progress and can get some normalcy back before it's nothing left to get back to, right? So.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you having me on, Hendrick. Anytime, brother, just holler at me.
Sounds good. Well, you enjoy the rest of your afternoon, and we'll look forward to hearing some new music down the road.
Sounds good. Take care, brother.
Take care.